USA Radio News.
According to the new analysis of federal and state data, for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic in early 2020, a majority of Americans dying with COVID were at least partially vaccinated. Meanwhile, in China, in a challenge to Beijing, unrest over COVID lockdowns spreads.
China's communist government locked down more areas Thursday as daily COVID-19 cases rise. 6.6 million people in the central city of Zhengzhou are affected by a five-day stay-at-home order, including the area where Apple's main iPhone factory is located. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police say new leads are coming in every day regarding the University of Idaho murders, and they say they're making significant progress. However, there's still no suspect or motive. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.